It's time for Jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Special edition here, filling in for Scott, the musicologist. We're going to do a jazz show tonight. We're going to start off with a great but perhaps unknown baritone saxophone player. His name is Sharantha Badaj.
Thank you.
An interesting composition for sure. That is Sharantha Badaj, a fine baritone sax player. We just heard a track called Pushin. I think that was aptly named. Sort of gave the feel and the vibe of that piece, Pushin. Yes, along with Sharantha Badaj on baritone sax is Nathan Eklund on trumpet on that last piece, David Restivo on piano, Mike Downs on bass, Mark Kelso on drums. And before that, we heard a track called Baker's Dozen to start out this set, kind of a funky piece there. And pretty much the same players on that, but you can substitute Larnell Lewis on drums on that one. All right, time now is 6:16. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. This Sharantha Badaj from Toronto, actually... born and raised. Well, I don't know about born. He was raised in Toronto, and that's where he practices his craft. Also went to the Eastman School of Music in Rochester, New York, where he got his doctorate in music. And I was in both Rochester and Toronto over the last few days. I feel that's kind of interesting. And believe it or not, there was a jazz festival going on in both those cities at the same time. So I didn't know that when I booked the business trip that I was on, but I was lucky enough to get in a lot of great music while I was on the road. Speaking of Toronto, another time when I was in Toronto, some months ago actually, sitting at a bar at the Jazz Bistro, one of the really nice jazz clubs in Toronto, met up with a great piano player of Italian descent. And he laid me onto a couple of his CDs, and I hadn't gotten to listen to them in a while. But during this road trip, I brought these CDs along, popped them in the CD player during my drive, and was very impressed with Vittorio Mezza, who's the piano player that I speak of. And he laid me onto a couple CDs. As I said, one of them is a trio project. It's actually called the Mezza Milzo Project for Vittorio Mezza and David Milzo on piano and sax, and also joined on drums by Ettore Fioravanti on drums and percussion. We're going to hear a couple from that album. I think you'll like it as I do. Very unique style, very creative. So let's hear a couple tracks, starting with Linea de Fuga Blues.
Thank you.
Metsa, a really fine pianist, as you heard right there. That time featuring a solo album that he put out called Life Process, piano solo, Vittorio Mezza. As I mentioned, I had the pleasure of meeting Vittorio in sitting in a bar in Toronto while watching another jazz act that was going on there, and we got to talking music, and he told me a little bit about what he had been doing recording in Toronto and elsewhere. And then he laid me on to these CDs, and as I listened to them, I was very impressed with his, not only his playing, but his compositions and just his creativity overall. Great sound. Before that, solo piece we heard from the album Mezza Milzo Project, and we heard two tracks, starting with Linea de Fuga Blues, and that followed by Unique, spelled in a unique way, by the way. Yeah, that's the Mezza Milzo Project and the piano solo album as well. All right, time now is 6:37. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. We've got an hour and 45 minutes or more to go on this show. We're going to continue on with Jason Lindner Big Band from an album Live at Jazz Gallery. And we're going to hear an extended piece, 18-minute-long piece called The Five Elements. Thank you. Jason Lindner Big Band from the album Live at the Jazz Gallery. And we saw the Jason Lindner Big Band fairly recently in New York City at the Jazz Gallery, but this was recorded, I think, back in 2007. Yes, Jason Lindner Big Band, quite a lot of great players in this group besides Jason Lindner on piano and keyboards. Omer Avital on bass. Saw Omer Avital in Rochester a couple days ago, actually. Eric McPherson on drums, Miguel Zanon on alto sax, Anat Cohn on clarinet, Avishai Cohn on trumpet, just to name some of the great players on that album. Dwayne Eubanks on trumpet as well. Nice. Enjoyed that 18-minute long piece entitled, The Five Elements and the Natural Trinity was the entire name of that piece. All right, time now is 6:56. Just talking to a caller who said he was about to embark on a trip up to Montreal, to the Montreal Jazz Festival, which is a really great festival. Very big, covers a lot of venues with some paid performances and a lot of free performances as well. Wish I was going, but he's going to go and see Joe Lovano along with John Scofield. That's a great pairing. And I said I would play some Joe Lovano to get him in the mood for his trip up there and the show that he's going to see at the Montreal Jazz Festival. So I'm going to play Joe Lovano with his Us Five group, and we're going to hear the title track from the album Cross Culture. Thank you. Time is 7:04. This is WHUS Stores. Pat Metheny and Ornette Coleman. As you probably know, Ornette Coleman recently passed away. And when I got to listening to a lot of my Ornette Coleman CDs that I owned, also came across this Pat Metheny, this great Pat Metheny Ornette Coleman collaboration entitled Song X, and was kind of reacquainted with what a great album that is. And we heard a track called Trigonometry. Before that, we heard from Joe Lovano. We heard the title track from his album Cross Culture, and that is with his Us Five Quintet.